We want to remind everybody they can join us here most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium. For tickets and more information, go to chicagopublicradio.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Julia, in a blow to astronauts and wannabe astronauts, NASA finally admitted that under no circumstances do they allow what in space?
What they don't allow in space, under no circumstances. Spouses and kids?
Close. What is
animals?
What is spouses?
Fish?
What do spouses do?
How do you get spouses
sometimes?
And kids?
Oh, sex!
Yes, sex!
Oh, God, I knew that!
There has never been an official stated policy, but this week a NASA commander made it explicit. He was answering a question, and he said, quote, personal relationships are not an issue. We don't have them, and we won't, unquote. Now, they instituted this policy of no sex after an unreported incident back in 1987, where a shuttle astronaut went on a spacewalk, and he came back, and he found a necktie tied onto the knob of the airlock. And he had to wait out there for a while. So they instituted a complete ban on sex. They threw out the previous policy, which had been known informally as what happens in low Earth orbit stays in low Earth orbit. Or if the shuttle's rocking, don't come knocking. Now, Julia, do you think this is wise? You seem
No, there. I don't.
You don't think this is wise?
I think it's going to happen. You
really?
Should just, yeah, they should just have a special room. Why pretend it's not going to happen?
I believe in NASA they call it a module. I'm sorry, but you'll need to go into the nookie module for this.